Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Well, you're awake then. It's holidays, the day after Boxing Day. How many of you have eaten more than you should have? Just about everybody, yeah. Excellent. How many of you had three helpings of Christmas pudding with custard and double cream? I did, but not all at once. It's been great. I love Christmas pudding. We had this, somebody bought, I think, was it you, Doreen? James' mum brought round this, I don't know, double cream, treble cream. But it's like it's got Cointreau in it. And it was just like, oh. I'm not into, you know, I don't drink alcohol. But this kind of cream had a bit of Cointreau in it and a bit of orange in it as well. And so I just had to have, you know, a number of helpings of Christmas pudding throughout the afternoon and yesterday with that nice creamy custard on it and just dollops of this cream on it. It was amazing. How many of you are going to have more Christmas pudding today? For the rest of the week? How many of you got some more in the cupboard, you know, you're going to bring out? You've got a good supply into the new year. You've got to start the new year in the right way, have you not? Turkey, we've had that on Christmas Day, but Christmas pudding goes on and on and on. It lasts a long time as well. You know, we're going to have Christmas pudding in heaven for eternity with cream and custard. Don't know about the Cointreau bit, but there'll certainly be cream and custard up there. It's going to be brilliant. Are you ready? Yeah. Right, everybody say, our normal is not God's normal. Just turn to somebody next to you and say that. Our normal is not God's normal. Right, now turn to somebody and say, Jesus came to get everything back to put everything back to normal. God's normal. Oh, you just repeat the whole message then, that's fine. God's normal is the way he set it up in the first place. Right at the beginning of time, in the book of Genesis, God set normal in place. Healthy, to be whole, in right relationship with him, to be perfect, to know him perfectly. This is going to be good this morning. Right, are you ready? Let's, if you've got a Bible, we're going to, have we got many kids here this morning? Yeah, you're an old kid at the back there, yeah? Excellent. We've got loads of... Okay. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 18. We're going to look at a story there and maybe get one or two people to help act it out a little bit. But we want to look at what is God's normal, and because that's how we want to live, right? A lot of the world out there and a lot of our lives, sometimes we settle for subnormal. We settle for circumstances just taking over, or we settle for sicknesses just becoming normal. And God doesn't want us to live in that unnormal or subnormal way. God wants us to live in his normal. Is that all right? So let's have a look. Here's a situation. Jesus has just been in the temple and he set somebody free from being possessed by a demon. And he comes out of the temple and he goes into Peter's house. And there is Peter's mother-in-law and lying in a bed with a fever. And he went over and touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. So here we got a situation where Peter's mother-in-law is not well. Jesus comes into the house. We're looking at Matthew chapter 8 here, not 18. Matthew chapter 8. I thought you'd have known that. I thought as soon as I read the story, you'd have gone, oh yeah, that's Matthew chapter 8, yeah. And yeah, I knew you knew that. So here's a situation where Peter's mother-in-law is not well, and Jesus turns up, and what does he do? He sees that she's not well, or they tell her that she's not well. So what does he want to do? He wants to get things back to normal, because he's hungry. Now, he wanted to get things back to normal because he wanted her to be healed. He wanted her to be whole. So he goes over to her, touches her. She gets well, and immediately she gets up and prepares food and does what she normally does. Jesus didn't go in there and go over to her and say, there, there, Peter's mother-in-law. I don't know what her name was. Let's call her Agnes, okay? He didn't go over to her and say, Agnes, you know, I can see you're unwell. And he didn't sit on the edge of her bed and say, well, you know, maybe one day it would be nice to be better, wouldn't it? And maybe if you just have a good sleep by the morning, you'll be okay. He's like, no, everything needs to return back to normal. You're supposed to be healthy. That's the way you're supposed to be. So he goes in there to turn what is unnormal back to the normal so that she can get on with living the life that she's supposed to be living. And immediately it says she got up, was healed and began to wait on them or prepare the food to do what she normally does, okay? How many of you want to live the normal way that God wants you to? So you need to be dissatisfied with anything in your life that is not God's normal. If you're dissatisfied with anything in your life that is not God's normal, then you'll want to change it. How many of you know there's a difference between liking something to happen and wanting something to happen? If you like something to happen, then it's just, I'd like that, that'd be nice. But if you want something, then you do something about it. Lots of people say, I'd like to be in this place with God, or I'd like to see that kind of thing happen. And it's like, well, that's great, but do you really want it? Because if you really want something, then you make changes, don't you? You make adjustments. You do something about it to then live in what you really want. And so in this situation, Jesus didn't want this lady to be sick. He wanted her to live the normal life that she wanted to do, that he wanted her to live and she wanted to live. So God wants us to be dissatisfied with anything that is not the normal in our lives. It's Sunday, isn't it? 2 days ago, Christmas Day, when we were here, the message that we had was Jesus came and did some things in very, very normal things, but it opened up the way for the supernatural. He would go to somebody's house for a meal and do something very normal, sit around, chat, eat, but then it opened up the way for the supernatural to take place. Jesus often did very normal things first, made contact with people, spent time with people, but then it opened up the way for the supernatural. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to get things back to the normal way that God wanted them to be, because people were living in a way that was not God's normal. Is that all right? So often we're looking for the super bit. I have to live a super life. Actually, God's saying, no, if we're not living his normal, then we're living something that is sub what God wants. So he just wants us to live the normal Christian life, which is God's best, God's fullness, health, wholeness, all of that kind of stuff. Let's just look at another story here. I need some helpers for this one. Is that all right? Would anybody like to be Jesus this morning? Paul Sterling. Yeah, Danny Wheeler, that was a good one, mate. Come up, Danny. Let's welcome Danny up to the stage. It's good to volunteer, rather, isn't it, mate?
It is, sir.
Okay, Danny can be Jesus. Who would like to be a woman that has been sick for 12 years? You're just ready for the next one, whatever it was. Come on then, Matt. Just imagine that Matt is a woman that has been sick for 12 years, all right? Some of you might find that quite easy. Some of you might find that quite difficult. I don't know. What do you reckon?
What? I wasn't listening.
No, I know you weren't. Now I need a few others to help me. Some crowd. Who would like to be a crowd of people? If you'd like to be in the crowd, come down, make your way, run up to the stage. Do you want to be part of the crowd? That's cool. Look at this. Somebody's skipping down to the front. Look at that. Who can skip here? Does anybody remember once I used to be able to skip? Anybody have that kind of... Yeah. When was the last time anybody skipped here? Apart from, you know, if you're over 20, when was the last time you skipped? A long time ago. Did you?
Yeah.
Cool. Do we have any more people that want to be part of the crowd? Or is this it? We need a bit more of a crowd, a bit more of a crowd. We need some bigger people. Any more? Okay, who would like to be Jairus, the synagogue ruler? Paul Sterling. Yeah, come on. If Danny's up here, you're going to have to be up here, mate. Okay, who would like to be the girl who's sick and nearly dead? This is a big part. There's a lot of money. There's a contract up here for that one. If you, there's loads of money up here for this one. Come on then. Right, are you ready? Okay, so we've got Jesus. We've got the woman who's been sick for 12 years. We've got Jairus, the synagogue ruler. We've got the crowd, and we've got the daughter. If you want to come over this way, if you could just lie down there and pretend you're kind of dying. That's very good. That means you don't move. Thanks. Okay, but don't fall asleep, okay? This is really important. Okay, so Jairus, if you just want to go over there for a minute, and you're fairly kind of just look slightly upset, you're freaking out a little bit because your daughter's dying, okay? Now we've got the crowd. Jesus, if you want to come over this side, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Or, I don't know if we call Jesus, mate, but anyway, if you want to come over here, Jesus. No, the crowd, gather around him, so you're all around him, okay? So that... Gather around him all the way. Come over this way a little bit, mate. That's it. Just gather around him, because this is what it says here in this story. If we can find it. It says, when Jesus returned to the Galilean side of the lake, a crowd who had anticipated his arrival welcomed him. It's going to be good, all right? Okay, just hold your, put your seatbelt on. This is going to go fast. Okay, what you guys have got to do, let's have a little pep talk. When I read the story, listen to what it says, and whatever it tells you to do, you got to do it, okay? It'll help me a lot, all right? Because your parents are out there, and they're kind of marking this out of 10, is this any good or not? And so we'll just go with it, all right? Okay, so we'll start again. You ready? Okay, cool. Okay, you ready? When Jesus returned to the Galilean side of the lake, a crowd who had anticipated his arrival, they welcomed him. A man named Jairus, who was a leader in the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, begging him to come to his house where his only daughter was dying.
I should have been Jesus, shouldn't I?
Please, Jesus, come to my daughter's house.
Jesus, right, you ready? Jesus was being jostled by a crowd. Do you know what jostled mean?
Hit him.
No, not hit him. No.
Ow!
No, you weren't. Look, just play Jairus, all right? Keep your mouth shut. Goodness me. Young people today. Right. Jostled means they were all around him, wanting to be where he was, bumping into him, and just wanting to see what was going to happen next, okay? So the crowd, try not to knock him over, though. They jostled around him. Where are we? Jesus was being jostled by a crowd of people as he made his way to the house. Okay, so just walk very, very slowly, you guys, okay? So it's not just the other side of the stage, just walk really close. Among them was a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. Even though she had spent all her money on doctors, no one had been able to heal her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his robe, and her bleeding stopped. So Jesus is going that way. He doesn't know about the woman. The crowd are on his way. But the woman who's been sick for 12 years, she spent all her money. Doctors can't help her anymore. She's an outcast in society because of her sickness. Even to come out of hiding from where she was into public means she could be stoned if the people caught her. So it was a life or death thing that she was doing now. And so she came out of the shadows and she pressed through the crowd. So just get around Jesus on his way. And so she was desperate. I'm going to touch this man. I'm going to touch him, because if I can touch him, I'm going to be healed. And as the woman touched his cloak, at that moment she was healed. Her bleeding stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Who touched me?
Everyone denied being responsible, and Peter pointed out, "Master, so many of the crowd are pushing to get near you." So everybody was kind of like, "Well, hang on, Jesus, everybody's touching you, everybody's bumping into you. So what do you mean, who touched me?" And then Jesus said, but I know that someone touched me deliberately because power has flowed out of me. So at that moment, when the woman touched Jesus, she didn't just want to be around him to see what he was going to do next and be part of the crowd. She wanted to receive something from Jesus because she knew that her subnormal was going to become normal when she touched Jesus. When she came into contact with Jesus, her whole life was going to come back to normal in the way that God intended it to be. Because she'd become subnormal in her way of living because of the sickness. Everybody else was treating her in a subnormal way. But she knew if I can just touch her, it's not only that she would have been healed physically, her whole life was going to change because mentally she was under pressure, stress, and her whole practical circumstances were under pressure because she was an outcast. And so she knew if I just touch him, my whole world is going to change and everything is going to come back to normal, how it's supposed to be. And so she touched Jesus. Immediately power went out from her and she was healed. Then she came trembling before Jesus. This lectern is not helping us today, is it? Just move that way a little bit. That's it. And she said, It was me. I touched you. But what does Jesus say? Jesus said, go, your faith has made you well. Jesus said, go, your faith has made you well. Now, it's interesting. It says, your faith. She knew, if I touch him, I'm going to be healed. She touched him. Jesus didn't even say anything. He didn't even know she was coming. He's on his way to heal the girl, who's the daughter of the synagogue ruler, but somebody came with some faith and power went out of Jesus and somebody's life was put back to normal, even though Jesus wasn't even aware. When somebody touched him with faith, boom, power came out of him and everything was put back to normal. Now, here's the situation. The woman is on her knees. Jesus is like asking everybody, who touched me? Jairus, this is doing his head in. Because he wants Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And he's like, Jesus, come on, we haven't got time for this. Come on, my daughter's dying. What are you doing? Come on, let's be real about this. Jairus probably wasn't standing there just twiddling his thumbs for a minute, thinking, well, Jesus is busy now. He's doing something else. Or just file my nails and, you know, see what he's going to get up to. He was like, Jesus, come on. What are you doing? We've got no time to stop Jesus. He knew that Jairus said, if you just come and touch my daughter, she'll be well. So Jesus knew something's going to happen when I get there. So it doesn't matter if something else happens on the way, because when I get there, something's going to happen. But Jairus was like, Jesus, come on. Where are you? What are you doing? Hurry up. Come on. She's dying. Do you not realize it? Come on. And then eventually, when Jesus says, go, your faith has made you well to the lady, she gets up. She goes, and now Jairus is like, come on, Jesus, for goodness sake, come on. So Jairus is like, come on, Jesus, come on.
Jesus, come on, please, come on, Jesus.
Now, what was Jesus doing? Jesus was agreeing with the faith that Jairus had. Jairus' faith was, if you just come and touch my daughter, everything's going to come back to normal. And so when Jesus got there, what did he do? Jesus went into the room and now for a moment, instead of being the crowd, right, all you guys, you can be all the mourners. You're wailing and you're, do all of that, okay? Oh, is that it? Oh, you're back. Come on in. So you guys just make all of that kind of noise. She's died. And all that kind of thing. Because on the way, a message came to the synagogue ruler saying, don't bother Jesus anymore, your daughter's died. And so Jairus is like, man, my whole world's falling apart now. But Jesus said, hang on a minute. Didn't you say over here, my daughter is dying. If you come and touch her, she's going to be well. So it doesn't matter whether she's died or not, because you said to me, if you touch her, she's going to be well. So I'm over here now. Jesus is here in the situation. If I just touch her, she's going to be made well. He was agreeing with the faith that Jairus had when he asked Jesus to come. And Jesus said, well, that's it. If I touch her, she's going to be made well. The people were going, she's died. She's dead. Could you hear that? No, yeah, they can't hear you wailing. Come on, give it some. Really give it some. Keep going, keep going, keep going. What does Jesus do? Oi, shut up, you lot. She is not dead, she's only asleep. What do the people do? They all laughed at Jesus. You see, what are they doing? You see, what do we do in our lives? Do we look at the facts or do we believe the truth? Do we look at the facts of a situation and say, well, that's what the situation is, so that's what I'm looking at. But Jesus walks into a situation and doesn't say, that's the way it's going to stay. He says, I've turned up now to bring normal back into this situation, which is subnormal. Is that all right? See, we want the facts in our lives to line up with the truth of what God says, not trying to get the truth to fit into the facts of the situation. So the truth will always come and change the facts and make the facts line up with the truth. All right? So Jesus agreed with the guy's faith. He turns up, and even though they're all wailing and then they begin to laugh at him, Jesus got hold of the girl's hand and then she got up. Life came into her. That means you get up. That's it. Thank you. Life came in. She got up and she was healed and she was brought back to normal. It's amazing. You know, in the story there also, Jesus says to the parents, look, don't tell anybody. I mean, how'd you keep that quiet? Somebody's died. The room was full of mourners. And then Jesus says, don't tell anybody. I mean, that's pretty difficult, isn't it? Now, what was some of that about? Some of that was because Jesus wasn't into publicity. He wasn't into, right, make sure you get this on the internet. Make sure you get this onto all the Christian channels. Make sure you get a newsletter out. Make sure you do whatever. Get it on Facebook and all of that. And Jesus didn't do any of that kind of stuff. Because the motivation of his heart was love. And he wanted somebody to be whole and back to normal. He didn't want people to then, he didn't want publicity to then go around and say, hey, look what you look at, you know, and all of that. It was, his motivation was because he wanted people to be whole. So God's heart for us is that we are normal. We live complete, whole lives. People out there that we know, that we come across every day, friends, family, work colleagues, so many people are living in subnormal, aren't they? If people don't know God, they're living in subnormal. They think they're living in normal, and they think as Christians, we're out there living something that is slightly twilight zone. Don't they? They think we live an unreal life, or we live something that is not normal. Now, we do live a not normal life in terms of the normality of how people think life is. But actually, if people don't know God, they're living in the subnormal of what God wants for their lives. If any of us are living with circumstances where we just, well, that's the end, you know, I've got this sickness, I've got this situation, I've got this ongoing thing, well, it's become normal. Well, we want to change that because we don't want to get used to living something, having something in our lives that is really subnormal. What we want is to get back to the normal life that God has called us to be. So we're free from fear, we're free from sickness, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically. We're free from worry, circumstances of life that go on, cycles of behavior. We don't want to live in subnormal. We want to live in the normal. Don't we? Yeah. You're amening it up here. That's brilliant. Okay. So Jesus comes and this woman walks up to him, touches him. Normal life. Jesus walks into this situation, touches the girl. She comes back to life. Normality returns. Jesus, Peter's mother-in-law, he steps into her world, touches her, she gets healed, everything comes back to normal. What are we here for? We're here to see normality come back into our own lives, but also into many other people's lives. We're here to bring the normal back to where people are living subnormal. We're not here to try and live a supernatural life or a super Christian life. We're here to live the normal Christian life where everything comes into line with God's word, God's will, God's purpose, and what he wants to do. Amen. And so the great thing is we don't have to try and do that. We just need to be who God has called us to be which are very normal people with a very supernatural God. You don't have to try and be supernatural. That's his job. That's why he came to live in us, to put his supernatural life in us, into our very, very normal, everyday, mundane lives that were subnormal according to his normal. So he came in with his supernatural power so that you can now live the normal Christian life, which is to see people's lives healed, made whole, see the facts that say, well, the facts must be right because that's the reality. The truth is unreal because it doesn't line up with the facts. And that's what faith is for. What does faith do? Faith brings the truth into the facts and changes the facts to line up with the truth. That's what faith does, okay? And that's what Jesus, he's the truth on two legs when he was on earth. Now he's ascended, risen in heaven. We now have the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of truth. And so we have the Holy Spirit in us. We have the spirit of truth in us. So wherever we go in our lives, we take the spirit of truth. We take the power of God, the presence of God, into situations to see the facts line up with the truth. So how many of you have got facts in your life at this moment that don't line up with the truth, and you want to see the truth invade the facts this morning so that the facts then change and line up with the truth? If you can follow me there. How many of you got some subnormal stuff that needs to change so that you're then living in the normal this morning? Anybody else, or is it just two or three of us? Because we're going to pray for some people this morning, or you're going to pray for some people, we're all going to pray for some people, and see some subnormal become normal. Is that all right? Are you ready for that? What do you reckon?
Yes.
See the power of God do some stuff? Bring subnormal back to normal. What do you reckon?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Go back to your seats where your parents are, or where your friends are. Or your... Excellent. Now, I don't know how many of you guys, how many of you got something subnormal going on physically and it needs to change? How many of you got something subnormal going on emotionally and it needs to change? How many of you got things subnormal going on mentally and it needs to change? How many of you got some things that are gripping your life or affecting your life that are subnormal in relation to the normal and you need to see that changed? Everybody in the room probably in some way has got something going on where you need to see something come back to the normal. Because that's God's, whatever God says, that's the benchmark, that's the normal. That's where God wants us to live. He's not saying the bar's up here and we've got to try and reach something. He's saying if we're not seeing the fullness of his life, then something's going on that he wants to change to enable us then to live in the subnormal. So our response is one of faith to say, okay, Jesus, I believe what your word says, that if I have physical symptoms of sickness, your word says that you are the healer. By his stripes, by the whips and the beatings that you took, by the stripes, by your stripes, I have been healed. So the facts might be, here are the symptoms, but the truth is, you are my healer. By your stripes, I have been healed. So I believe, as you are my healer this morning, that your healing power is going to touch the facts and the symptoms and change them to line up with what you say is normal, which is to be healthy and whole. Is that all right? And there might be other things, situations going on, pressures, fears, other things. We touched on some of these things earlier, and you need to see a change. Let's jump to our feet, shall we, with a great expectation that God is about to change things in our lives. And where there is subnormal, it's going to become normal. You might have been living with a sickness for 2 weeks, a week, 2 days. You might have been living with it for 3, 5, 10, 15 years. How many of you know that Jesus is bigger than any sickness? Physical, mental, emotional. How many of you know that Jesus is bigger than any fear? How many of you know that Jesus can change facts and line them up with the truth? All you need to do is just touch him this morning.
That's right.
And how do you touch God? By believing what he says.
That's right.
It's not a feeling this morning. The lady pressing through the crowd was not looking for a feeling. She didn't want to stand in front of Jesus and go, oh, I feel the Lord. all of that. She wasn't looking for a feeling. If I can just get in front of Jesus and feel the presence of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I can feel the Lord. She wasn't like that. She was like, if I can just touch the bloke, if I can just grab his shirt, grab his cloak, if I can just get near him and just get a bit of his clothing, my whole life is going to become normal. She wasn't looking for a feeling or an emotion. She was looking for the reality of the power of God to bring freedom in her life. And that's what we're after this morning. Not a feeling, not an emotion, but the reality of God's life and power, changing facts to line up with the truth. Amen? So you might have all kinds of physical things. There might be something fairly minor. Could be something fairly major. We're going to just take authority over any sickness, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever they might be at this moment, fears and other things. There might be the practical circumstances in your life at the moment that you know are not lining up with what God has said to you in situations. If you like, what God wants you to be, to live in as the normal. And it's like, we need to see a change in those things so that God's normal comes into your situation. Family members being saved, coming from a subnormal life to now coming into God's normal, which is relationship with Him, the fullness of His life. It might be situations change. I don't know, people coming against you or stuff happening at work. That's subnormal. God wants you to live in the normal. Amen? So what I want you to do, if you're here with your family, I want you just to get into a family group. If you're here just with friends or whatever, you're not here with other people in your family, then just get with two or three other people. So if you can just move about for a moment, okay? You might need to come out of the aisles a little bit. So jump to your feet if you're not on your feet and just find a bit of space. If you're just here with one or two other people, get with them. If you're with your family, just go with your family, okay? So if your parents are here and you're sitting with some of your mates, go and find your parents for a minute. See, Jesus went into Peter's house and everything was put back to normal. Why? Because he went in with authority to put things back to normal. How many of you have got a home? We all live somewhere, right? You have authority for everything to be God's normal in your home. You don't have to put up with anything subnormal in your home.
That's right.
Sometimes there's a process to take place to see the fullness of God's normal take place in your situation. But God wants there to be that faith like the woman had. I'm going to just touch Jesus, and as I touch him, power is going to be released and things are going to change. Things are going to happen. When Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus, it was subnormal because the whole house wasn't saved. But Jesus went round for dinner, did something very normal as we heard the other day. But when Jesus turned up, something supernatural happened and the whole house was returned to God's normal. The whole house got saved. Something of God's normal turned up in that house that day. So there's going to be some reordering of things now in the next few minutes in people's families and people's homes, in your homes and my home. There's going to be some reordering of stuff that we are not going to put up with anymore. Are you here? Have you got that kind of adamancy in your spirit this morning? There's things that are going to stop from today in our home because they're subnormal to God's best and what God wants. Okay? Some of it you just need to make a decision this morning. I'm not putting up with that anymore. And Father, I believe right now that as we pray, we take authority over whatever it is, things are going to change in our family or in our home or in our situation or whatever it might be. Okay? Because God wants everything to be put back to normal. Are you ready? So what we're not asking to do, we're not praying long prayers now. Okay? We're not kind of doing a nice kind of prayer with each other. Father, we thank you that you love us and we thank you that you're amazing. And Jesus, I thank you that you want to do so much in our lives and we thank you for this and we praise you for that. And that's okay. But what we want to do is we want to do some business now, right? If there are sicknesses going on, we want to deal with them. We don't pray about sicknesses. We take authority over them, right? So if there's a physical symptom in somebody's body lay hands on their head and you command that physical symptom to go right now, because it's a fact, but it's not the truth. The truth is that by his stripes you have been healed. So we're taking hold of the truth now and commanding that sickness to respond to the truth. And it has to respond, because how many of you know that when you pray in the name of Jesus, sickness has to leave, doesn't it? All right, so we're exercising the authority that God has given us and to deal with sicknesses, no matter what it is, mental, emotional or physical. Are you ready? If there could be a fear, take authority over that. Whatever it is in your situation, take authority and command the situation to change and to come into line with the truth of what God says is the normal for that situation. Are you ready? All right, let's go. So just get into your groups. If you need to pray for an individual, get them in the middle, lay hands on their head, and you command the sickness to go, or you command the fear to go, or whatever cycle of whatever's going on, you command that to finish today, that it's going to have no effect on your lives any longer. You cut off whatever needs to be cut off and cut out of the situation so that God's normal comes back in today. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your normal being put back into our lives in every situation right now. We rebuke every sickness, every physical symptom, every diagnosis, every symptom right now of illness. We come against it now and we command every symptom, every sickness to leave people's bodies right now. Bone issues to be healed. Muscle disorders to be healed right now. Lungs to be healed. Blood disorders to be healed right now. Where there's mental issues, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Where there are other back issues, be healed. Those backs to free up right now in Jesus' name. Where there's digestive issues, be healed right now. Where there are physical symptoms, we bind every sickness now. We command them to leave people's bodies in Jesus' name. I command emotions to stabilize right now. Every oppression to be lifted off people's lives. Every depression to be broken off anybody's life right now. We just command there to be a freedom in people's minds and mentalities right now. We lift off every mental disorder right now and command your mind to be healed and whole in the name of Jesus. We come against every fear that tries to grip people's lives. We cast down that fear right now in Jesus' name. And we release peace into those people's lives right now. Father, we thank you. We praise you for your normal where we've lived in subnormal. Father, we thank you for the normal Christian life today. We thank you, Father, for health physically, mentally, emotionally. I don't know whether some of you in your homes, you've had some things just with household goods, one thing after another going wrong. And you're like, man, we got to fix this and fix that. Well, we just come against all of that cycle of stuff going on right now. Father, you say that we are blessed as the people of God. And we thank you that everything in our home is going to function correctly and properly. The boiler is going to work properly in Jesus' name. The fridge, the oven, everything is going to function in a right way so that finances are not drained away because of this going wrong, that going wrong, the other need fixing and repairing. We just speak your abundant goodness over our homes, over everything that you've blessed us with, that everything's going to work well in the way it's supposed to so that we can channel finances into the things that we're supposed to in terms of our own lives and in terms of giving to others and everything that we need to do in terms of to live life. We thank you for your provision where there's been a lack of it, where there's been subnormal stuff. We thank you for the release of your goodness so that we live in the normal flow of your abundant life. We praise your awesome name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know stuff's happening at this moment? You know, something's changed physically. How many of you know something's lifted off? If there's been an oppression there or a heaviness, something has lifted off you this morning. How many of you, just put your hands in the air if you know something's happening in the last few minutes. Okay, this is a trigger point because we're going into 2010 to live the normal Christian life. We're not going to put up with subnormal next year in any way whatsoever. Because we're going into 2010 to bring freedom to people's lives where they're at the moment living subnormal because they don't know Jesus. So we want to go in healthy and whole. We want to go in with faith. We want to go in knowing that others are going to come into that same normal life that we have. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, just shout out one or two things. If you know you've been healed of something, just shout out. How many of you know you've been healed of something in the last few minutes? What? Hip. You had pain in your hip. Now all the pain's gone. Did you have restriction in movement at all? Have a little move around. You can move. Oh, you can. Oh, a bit of exercise. Yeah. Cool. Nice one. Excellent. Anybody else? What? You know you've been healed in the last few minutes. Something's changed in your body. There are other people to put their hands up. How many of you know you've been healed in the last few minutes? Yeah, at the back there. You had pressure on your mind, and that's all lifted off. Brilliant. Excellent. Anybody else? There are a number of people to put... Yeah. Leg. What was wrong with it? Dislocated. How's it doing now then? Your leg was a bit... What, your knee was dislocated or something, was it? And all the pain's gone, you got all the movement there. Brilliant. Praise God, eh? Brilliant. Megs, what... What's that? Your skin. What was up with your skin? You had all dry skin. Is that all gone? You know it's going. Excellent. Praise God, eh? Brilliant. Anybody else? You know something's just been happening physically, mentally, emotionally? Yeah, Matt. Just an oppression, a heaviness just lifted off. Great. Excellent. Anybody else? I know a whole load of people put your hands up a few moments ago. You know, we want to live the normal Christian life, right? Don't put up with anything that is subnormal. You know, the devil wants to get us thinking that we're here and God's up here and we've got to try and reach God's super normal. Oh, you're never going to make it. You're never going to have enough faith. You're never going to do this. And God says, no, hang on a minute. I've given you the normal life because I'm in you. And what the enemy tries to do is get us to move from the normal where God has put us, and the devil's trying to get us to live something subnormal. Do you see that? Rather than we're here and God's here. No, God's already given us the normal Christian life because he's in us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. But the enemy's saying, no, I want to pull you back down to this subnormal thing that you used to have years ago. And it's like we're not living there. We're living this normal Christian life, which is full of hope, full of faith, full of life, full of power. It's full of the truth. It's a great life to live. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's thank Jesus for what he's doing in our lives.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.